You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Thanks for calling the
Hosting Hotline.
I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Wow.
Oh, it just brings me joy. The NSYNC Hosting Hotline is my new fave. All right, let's get into this question.
Good morning. This is Patty from Pennsylvania. I work in healthcare and recently took one of my 3-bedroom, 1-bath long-term homes and converted it fully furnished for a midterm rental. I saw that there was a need for comfortable, safe, and affordable housing for traveling nurses, and that was my goal. So I am wondering if there is a way to kind of do that parent-child model that you guys had invented and was so clever. I want to know if there's a way that I could list the entire house. That way, if there's a group of nurses traveling together, they could rent the entire thing versus doing individual rooms. And if there's a way to link the calendars that as soon as one gets booked, then the other will get shut off. I think it would be helpful for me to know as a newbie on which model would be more popular. And I would love to hear any advice on this. Thank you so much. And thank you for all that you do. I love listening to your podcast and I look forward to it twice a week when it comes up.
How sweet.
That was so nice.
And she said, safe.
Yes. Thank you for A, what you do for everyone, B, the housing that you're providing for the nurses.
Let's first chat about what parent-child is.
Yep, let's go to that.
Just in case. Uh-huh. Full disclosure, although I really appreciate the credit.
Oh, right.
I did not invent this, but...
But you have been giving it some shine and people are adapting it.
So yeah. It's so funny, especially when you start podcasts, you talk about things that you do. I'll be vulnerable. Sometimes you're like, I wonder if people think these ideas are crazy. And sometimes, you know, the ideas stick. And you guys have given us great feedback that you also love this strategy. And it simply is...
Go ahead. We will link to our YouTube video specifically about this also. Yeah. So don't worry about taking notes right now. We'll have a follow-up video. And if you aren't following us or subscribing to us on YouTube, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us.
We are just as silly there as we are here, but also giving out solid insight for you. So parent-child, here's how it first presented itself to me. I had a client come on, big, beautiful home. But I immediately, because we were in Columbus, I would just moved here and I wasn't sure if we could really rent out an entire 4-bedroom home often. And I wanted to like make the home as accessible as possible. So I thought, what if we lock off the 2 of the bedroom doors that are on the 3rd floor? That's all that's on the 3rd floor, 2 bedrooms, right? You go up the top of the stairs, left, right bedroom. We lock them off and we sell the home 2 different ways on any OTA, but let's just talk about Airbnb. And what I did, so I had a 2-bedroom product. I had a 4-bedroom product. I am offering different things, which is why it's okay to do that on Airbnb and have 2 different listings. Connect the calendars. And that was my first idea. And only the 4-bedroom was available on weekends and the 2-bedroom or 4-bedroom was available all the time. The 2-bedroom was only available during the weekdays because those are the harder ones to book. And then I got even crazier with my strategy when it comes to pricing, when to get aggressive so that ideally I am booking it as a full home and getting as much value and you know revenue I can as the house I can, but it's not sitting empty. And people who are just searching, you know, 2 to 4 people could still stay there during the week.
Still offer it up to them.
And then we went hog wild with it. We have a 4-plex. We have each apartment is its own thing, but you can also get 2 apartments as 1 unit, you know, and at the bottom 2 as 1 unit. We're doing a duplex right now. We do the same thing. So you can get really creative. And I had actually never heard of this idea. I never thought about this idea that was presented for healthcare workers. And I don't see why you can't do it.
The other thing I want to mention, if you haven't looked into it yet, I would advise you to look into Furnished Finder for your home, since there are a lot of nurses specifically looking there or midterm rentals looking there. And I do know that exactly what you just said, there are multiple nurses that sometimes will pool their cash together. and live together. So I would definitely, if you aren't listing there, look into that and then give it a try. Like, this is what we say almost on every episode. It's like, this is what we love about it. It's flexible. You can give this a try and book it as the whole home or the individual rooms. And you might see, maybe there's nurses, but maybe there's some other type of healthcare worker.
Here's some things to consider, though. When doing a room situation, take into consideration the security of the traveling professionals. Mm-hmm. Gender
yes.
might play a concern. And so be very open and upfront about that.
And I know that you did mention just the one bathroom. So you want to like reiterate that everywhere. And the one other thing, we will put a link in the show notes also. I would advise putting, you know, locks on each individual door so they can have their valuables locked away. And we will put the exact lock that is used in the parent-child listings. That way, you also don't want the doors to lock on them automatically or if someone's in there. So you do need to probably make an investment there. We have some people in our membership. They're working on this right now. And it's one of those things, there is going to be a little bit of an investment up front because you are going to have to put the locks on the doors.
And that's a hot tip for everyone listening out there. Putting a lock in your bedroom door, whether or not you offer, you know, shared home with the individual rooms or the home as a whole, Airbnb does allow that to be an amenity, that you have security on the bedroom doors and someone can have privacy and lock themselves into their own bedroom should they want to. Back in the day when Airbnb Plus was a thing, like that was a requirement. So whether or not you're doing the parent-child or you just have a home, the ability to lock the door is a great feature for your guests. There's something else I wanted to say. You want to be very upfront whether, you know, you just cater to a certain gender or what the security measures are going to be. You still cannot have cameras on the interior of your home. So you do have that concern.
Is there something you wanted to say about the calendar, linking calendar?
Yes.
We talked about that.
I did want to tell, so you mentioned like Furnish Finder. And if you're going to start doing multiple channel management there, I know that some property management softwares are going to be offering Furnish Finder as a OTA essentially. But I do know that with Furnish Finder, they charge you up front to list the property. Mm-hmm. So when you start doing it in multiple ways, it might be a financial investment there, unlike Airbnb where they don't charge you until it's booked. It comes out of that booking. So that's something to consider there too.
But I would, a hot tip here is you're in the healthcare profession. Please, I would directly go to the hospital that you think you're going to pull the nurses in from. Go direct, meet with the HR person. It might take some time, but that might be such an amazing connection to have. You might have your place fully booked all the time. Who knows? Maybe there's other professionals within the healthcare system in your area that are looking to relocate. They need the full home for their family. I just think the options are unlimited if you really want to put some of the work in. It sounds like you're motivated. So I would chat with some people, let them know what you're doing, and you might be able to get some bookings.
And I do want to make sure I'm being very clear about the whole gender comment. I am, of course, like, you know, I am here for all the things. I just know that some people might be concerned, especially if they're traveling alone. They're going to want to know the security that's available to them because things do happen when, you know, you have multiple different
humans
in the home.
Yes.
So I'm just saying that, just explore that and think about that. I'm not sharing any sort of opinion or position there other than I am for all the people hanging out all together. With that said, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group,
This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.